Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury travel expert, and lifestyle blogger, currently living in the beautiful city of Las Vegas. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after every episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website at kellyannegorman.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey everyone, welcome to episode number 20. I cannot believe I've done 20 episodes already. This is so exciting. So in honor of my 20th episode, first of all, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all the feedback I've been getting and the conversations that are happening in our Facebook group, which is the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. That's where the after show and all the conversations continue after each episode. So I wanted to just, first of all, say thank you. And as I'm prepping for the next month, September, every first of the month, I redo my vision boards, my work boards, my inspirational boards, my podcast board. They're all cork boards, okay? I need to have thumbtacks. I need to be able to reorganize because I'm super OCD. I need everything like in a perfect little position and place. And that's basically it. So if you follow me on Instagram stories or Instagram at KK in Vegas, you will see on my stories, I'm always posting quotes, motivational quotes, and kind of like behind the scenes pictures and videos of my office area and where I get all my stuff done. So I just wanted to share a few of my favorite quotes and little post-its of inspiration and information that I get from other entrepreneurs that I look up to, that I listen to. I've read their books, their podcasts. And this is something that I recommend not for just a business owner, but just anybody in general. I mean, everybody's all about their vision boards. You can cut pictures out from magazines. You can put inspirational quotes. You can put regular photos. Anything and everything that inspires you, places you want to travel. I started vision boards, oh my God, so many years ago when I lived in San Diego. And I got it from a producer friend of mine who I met when I was living in Los Angeles. And her vision board was like half the size of her wall. And it was across, she's very into feng shui. And somebody had told her if it's across from your bed, it's a great idea. And I'm sure there's a lot more meaning, but I forget the rest of it. But anyway, it was like a life-size vision board. And I couldn't believe it. So since then, I was like, oh my God, like I have to have a vision board. And being on, being able to travel for so long, I have so many magazines and I kept so many and I would just like either clip certain things out or certain words. So I had a big stash of articles to use for my vision board. So I had, it was a lot more artsy looking and designed and, you know, beautiful like all the ones you see on Pinterest now. But the ones I have now are all about the post-it note. So I have cute little, my favorite, I have post-it notes, I have little notepads and note cards, and they all have like specific meanings, and I find them all at Michael Craft Store, you know, those lovely buckets that they get you with when you're ready to check out and the line is long. Those are the buckets that I get all my thank you cards in and cute little note cards. So if I want my cork boards clean, which I do, and organized, I write inside the card and then I pin the card. And then I have lists on the long notepads and I thumbtack those. And then on my podcast board, I have, for example, right now, which you've probably seen on my Instagram stories, I have a cork board for the 10 guests I'm going to have, the female entrepreneurs for the I Chose This Life series that is going to start Wednesday, September 6th, every Wednesday for 10 weeks. You'll get to hear a new show plus my other shows. This is an addition, and you'll get to learn and hear from 10 female entrepreneurs that I've chosen to focus on interviewing for those 10 weeks, and they're so incredible. And so on my cork board for my podcast, I have all their names, the questions I want to ask them, and then I have a whiteboard with a cork board attached for other notes for my podcast. And so each topic I have going on in my life, or if I have, like, you know, like I said, I have one for my podcast, one for my inspiration and motivation, one for, like, my personal life and a calendar. So that's just, like, how I like to keep myself organized. Like, I'm very specific in how I like certain things, but I switch things up every month. So I'll swap out quotes, or I'll just reorganize it with certain things I'm working on, certain projects, my plan of action for the month, marketing goals, you know, things I'm working on. But like I said, it's episode 20, and I really wanted to share some of my favorite quotes as I'm staring at them now, and just little bits of inspiration that I've gotten from other amazing entrepreneurs out there. So one of my favorites, which is from Marie Forleo, is everything is figure outable, which is true. And it is. And she says it all the time. She says it on her podcast and her videos that I get sent to my inbox. And everything is figure outable. So depending on whatever situation you are in, for example, let's just take my health. This whole entire year, literally 12 months, I've gone through the complete hell. I'm going through chemo now, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel, because now I was diagnosed properly. I am getting my chemo treatments, and I figured it out, and it is figure outable, and I did it. So that is, like, my number one. Something that Gabby Bernstein, who I love, who's the writer of The Universe Has Your Back, one of hers is, my great work needs to be supported. And it does. And a lot of times in life, you have people that don't support you, whether it's your family or your friends. But yet you find friends online that are brand new to you and are so supportive. So whether it's being a part of a Facebook group or an inspirational or a meetup group, like in your town, whatever you're doing in life, it needs to be supported, because that's how you grow as a person, an individual, or even your business. So that is one of my favorites. Value is huge for your business. You want to always give value. And that's what I'm doing with this podcast, is I'm trying to create and come up with a lot of content that's just giving you a lot of value. So you always want to provide that for whoever's listening to your podcast or whoever's looking at anything business related. Give them tips and tricks. Like the last few podcasts I did was Instagram for your business, or how to leverage your LinkedIn profile, leverage your LinkedIn and perfect your profile, rather, and make it stand out amongst everybody else. Vitality, not vanity, is something else that Gabby Bernstein has said, which I love. What is your why? A lot of people say this. I always say this. Like, why do you have to have this business? Why are you living in a certain town? Why are you engaged with certain people online? Or, like, what is your why in life? It's a really hard question to answer sometimes, even for yourself. But why do you wake up every morning? So what is your why? You need to figure that out, and you need to write it down. And every day it could be different. Like, what is your focus for the day? Do you want to focus on your business? Do you want to focus on your health? Do you want to focus on coming up with, like, a great new product that will help somebody that's sick, or something in the art world, or whatever it is? What is your why? You need to just figure that out. What's another good one? Oh, Grant Cardone. You definitely know Grant Cardone, the creator of 10X. He has said, what is this book? I have this book right here I got from him. The Millionaire Booklet, How to Get Super Rich. That hasn't happened yet, but he says to carry it around with you and keep reading it. And it was in my planner. I took it out. So maybe that's why that hasn't happened yet. But anyway, he's awesome. Such an inspiration. The book is amazing. I highly recommend it. And he says, idea plus hard work times time plus discipline equals success. And that is absolutely 500% true. So I have that written everywhere. Another podcast I've done about creating opportunities with connections is the acronym ECHO. Every contact has opportunity for better customer service. And I've done a podcast about that because I'm a huge believer in that. Lewis Howes, who has the School of Greatness podcast, who is such an inspiration. He was a pro athlete. Now he's an entrepreneur, has multiple businesses, and he does a lot on Instagram and Instagram stories now. But his podcast, the School of Greatness, is so good. They usually run about 40 to an hour. They're about an hour long. And then he has 5-minute Fridays. And he always asks his guests, what are your three truths? And I actually messaged him on Instagram once and gave him mine just because I felt the need. I just felt like I needed to that day. And he responded, so that was fun. But what are your three truths? So mine, these three have always been the top three. So I have three truths. One, go with your gut. So whenever I feel, you just have that gut instinct. You just need to go with your gut. It might be the worst decision, but you're going to learn from it. So you can't think like that in the moment. You just have to go with how you feel. And everything will work out. And like Marie Forleo says, everything is figure outable. So if it doesn't work out in the long run, you'll figure it out. But this is life, you know, you have to live each day like it's your last. So if you don't go with your gut and then you look back, like, I wish I did that, then that's when you're going to be sad and upset and like, oh my God, I wish I really did that. So that's always been my number one, go with your gut. My second truth is everything happens for a reason. And that's just, I grew up thinking that and, kind of told that everything does happen for a reason. And it's the same thing as if it doesn't work out, then it wasn't meant to be, or it's something's happening to teach you a lesson or to make you better or to be the spokesperson for something else. Or I'll give you an example with this NMO disease that I have. I feel like I needed to be a voice for other people that were either afraid to speak up that they were sick or fight the medical system because they weren't getting the testing that they needed to prove that they're sick, that they actually have a disease, and then they need the, and then after the fact, they need the medication so that they don't die. And a lot of people are afraid to speak up and, you know, fight the system and the doctors and get a second, third, and fourth opinion. And I've done all of that. And I feel like because that's been like my full-time job over the last 12 months, that all of that work and experience and knowledge and everything I've gained from that, going through it for myself, there's a reason why I'm going through this. And I feel personally that if I'm going through it, there's a reason. And I feel like the reason is so that I can be a voice to help other people that are afraid to speak up or just need to get, you know, a push in them to speak up or fight the system and do what I did to get the answers, to then get a diagnosis, to then be able to move on with their life and not, you know, feel like they're dying every day, or literally, like, unfortunately, some people do. And that is not a good situation. So I feel like everything happens for a reason. I mean, like I said, I've grown up always thinking that, but my reason now being sick, I feel like if I don't speak up and use the knowledge and everything I've learned from this entire 12-month experience of, like, literally absolute hell going through, and if I'm not using that to help somebody, then that's just like a waste of life. So that's why I created the justforuscommunity.org, which I eventually want to turn into a nonprofit, but that's a whole nother story. It's so much work. But right now it's an online community. So if you want to be vocal, then you go to the Just For Us Community Facebook page. And if you want to be private, then you go to the Just For Us Community Facebook group. And it's for anybody that is in need of happiness, or if they're going through a health situation, or their anxiety is skyrocketing, or they're depressed, or You just want a fun, safe group to either like vent to or be positive and post like funny videos or information about like what you're going through. Sharing is caring. I say this all the time, and you never know what somebody's going through. They could be your neighbor next door or anybody online, but it's so nice to be relatable and to be able to connect with somebody, especially online, that is going through something. Excuse me, I have the worst hiccups again. I swear, every podcast I get the hiccups, probably because I talk so fast. But it's so nice, and it's like a breath of fresh air to have somebody that's relatable to and to be able to have that discussion with online that's not the everyday person in your life that's putting you down or that doesn't believe you or doesn't call you or doesn't, you know, that's just added stress. You want positive, happy people in your life, and I'm telling you, you can find so many of them online, and that's, like I said, going back to everything happens for a reason, my second truth, because this is happening to me. I want to put it in a pot, like spin it in a positive way and be able to be that voice for other NMO patients or create a community where other people can be involved in, and that will make them feel better. So that's kind of how that community started because of this disease. So that's why I think that everything always happens for a reason. That's my reason for right now, I guess. And third and final, well, there are more, but the three truths. The third one is never, ever give up. I don't care if it's a dream. I don't care if it's like a financial goal you want to hit or a trip you want to take, a bucket list trip to like Iceland or South Africa. Those are two of my personal ones, which I should probably put some pictures of those, like the Blue Lagoon Iceland, which I'm like obsessed with on my vision board. Anyway, you just can never, ever give up. You can't. Life is too short. If you want something, you need to work your you-know-what off to get it. I have worked like a dog through so many jobs to get to what I want. And a lot of, I've given up family time. I've given up friend time. I've given up so much to get to where I wanted to be in a certain point of my life. I've created jobs that never existed because I wanted it that bad. If you want something, you need to, like I'm looking at my cork boards and my inspiration boards now, write it down. Look at it every day. Make it your morning mantra and just know that it will happen. And you just can never, ever give up. That's actually one of my hashtags on my Instagram, because you can't. If you give up, it's just, you can't. You have to, I don't care what anybody else says. They think you're crazy. You're never going to be able to do it. You don't listen to those people. You listen to the positive people in your life that support you and love you and know that you can do it. And if it takes you 20 years to get you to that point, then it takes 20 years. But just think how much stronger you're going to be as a person. And if it's a business that you wanted to create or anything, your characteristics and your personality and everything that you've gone through, your failures, your successes, anything you've gone through in that whole entire time frame, all it is going to make you the best possible version of yourself. You're going to be so much stronger. You're going to have so much more knowledge. You're going to be able to be in a better place mentally, physically, and emotionally. I guarantee it. In order to help your next client, or in order to start a nonprofit, or to create a business, or to be a mentor or a coach for someone, or just anything in general, whatever it is, whether it's your personal life or your professional life, you can never, ever give up. And if anybody is telling you that you should just quit and do this and blah, 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 then you don't need them in your life, or maybe you do, but just, you know, smile and nod. That's what I would suggest, because they're not living inside your body. They don't know what you want. And if it's something that you want and you want to give up everything for a year to get that, then that's what you're going to do. Because in the long run, it's going to make you such a better person. You're going to love your life after. It's going to show, because you're so proud of yourself. The people around you that are surrounding you will be so, so proud of you. And that's what's going to keep you going. And so those are my three truths. Go with your gut. Everything happens for a reason. and never, ever give up. And I got those three truths idea from Lewis House, who, like I said, the podcast is The School of Greatness. He's awesome. And another one, I forgot who wrote this. I write whoever wrote it on the back of my quote, but this one I don't have. But it's grow through what you go through. And that, my friends, is what I've been living the last 12 months. I'm definitely growing through what I'm going through times like 150, even more. And that's with anything in life. You know, it's like lessons learned. Like you're going to grow from an experience, but you're going to go through a million of them. So you just need to think on the positive side and just grow and take what you can from each experience, whether it's good or bad. And then another acronym I love is FOCUS. Follow one course until successful. And that's a really great one. And then Seth Godin, who wrote The Purple Cow, like one of the best marketing books ever, he describes an otaku. An otaku is something that's more than a hobby, but a little bit less than an obsession. So if you have an otaku, I would love to learn about it. And you can share with us on, I actually have quite a couple. But I'd love to continue the conversation in the after show. So if you would like to join us now, feel free to join our Facebook group, The Happy Workaholic Podcast, and we can continue the conversation about our otakus. And if there's any other quotes and inspirational mantras that you love, let's share them in the Facebook group. Until next time, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKNVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@KellyanneGorman.com or visit my website at KellyanneGorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.